Oh, this one's a doozy, ladies and gentlemen. I guess not all Divrei Torah are created equal for this idea from Rabbi Moses Feinstein. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the great Darash Moshe. It's different. This idea, it lands, it hits home. It's sharp, it's short, it's easy, and it has a powerful call to action. Let's jump right in, for why waste another moment to live through life without having this idea somewhere in our brains. Now, when this parsha ends, we will finish with the chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, for the very goal that we began Sefer Shmos with, that was, like the Ramban said, it was to be a book of Geula, that was Sefer Shmos, and from the creation of the Jewish people, from just a small Jacob-like family, they were turned from a B'nai Yisrael into a Klal Yisrael. We are now a nation with legions and tribes. But that isn't complete. Our mission hasn't taken the next step. Not until Shmos ends with the five parshios that all give us the details of the Mishkan. For a full Geula, Sefer Shmos, for it to be a true redemption, it can only end after we have a redemption. And a redemption isn't brought to its completion until God's presence has been made permanent, living amongst, with the camp, inside the camp of the Jewish people. And only because it's my bar mitzvah parsha, and it's probably the only couple psukim that I know how to lane properly from the Sefer Torah. And it's normally a double parsha, Vayakil, Pekude, they are together. And since I'm a twin, I only had to read Parshas Pekude while my brother read Parshas Vayakil. We each got our own parsha. But this year, they are separate parshios. At the very end of Parshas Pekude, we see the goal reached. V'im lo ye ole ha'anon, if the cloud wasn't there, Moshe could go in. Ki anan Hashem al hamishkan, for the cloud of God is on the Mishkan. Success! God is living with us. It worked. Yomam ve'esh tiel laila bo le'enei kol beis Yisrael bechol maseihem chazakha. Yes. Chazak, chazak. We've done it. Redemption. The Sefer Geula. Now, every story has a hero. Every great team, one leader. And on this team, the Jewish people, this goal, the championship of creating a Mishkan and having Hashem's Shechina dwell with us permanently, who was the leader, the team captain? His name was Bezalel. Ben Uri, Ben Hur, Lamate Yehuda, a young chap, but a brilliant chap. A brilliant mind, packed with divine inspiration, but he also knew how to distribute the wealth of Chachma that he had amassed and be able to teach others how to get involved and help build the Mishkan. And when we are told of the decision to select Bezalel, this is where things really get interesting. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Now we move to Pasuk Beis. Re'eh, see, Karasi, I have called, B'shem, in the name, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur Lamate Yehuda. He's the man. He's going to be the team captain. He's the best pick. But the pasuk is a bit ambiguous, for how could you see a selection? And further, where was Bezalel called? See that Karasi. See that I have called in the past. But there is no mentioning of Betsalo earlier, this is the first time that we meet him. Where was he selected before this? How was Moshe? How are we supposed to know who's going to be in charge? Just to throw it in. And the next word is also hard. Re'e Karasi Bishem. He was called by name, in name. So Rashi helps us out there just to make a bit more sense. Rashi says, La'asos melachti. I've called him to do my malacha. It would seem like Rashi's telling us that Betzalel has been called in God's name, not in Betzalel's name, but called for my own honor, meaning come forward and do the work. And we might as well give a couple more answers to these problems before we give you the real knee slapper. The Ramban says, Re'ei, he uses a medrash that Moshe actually did see. Where did he see the selection? Because God opened up the book of Adam HaRishon. Yes, look up the Ramban here. And pointed and showed a spot in the book that it's written. Yeah, but Salo's going to be the one that's going to do this. As if there's some sort of book of our heritage. Leader to leader, every single person's goal, what they were to bring to the world. And Betzalel, see right there, hey, that Karasi, he's been called. The Ben Ezra, he says Bishem, he's called by name, citing a bit more Kabbalah-like, in-depth, mystical-style Torah that Betzalel knew how to synthesize the letters in Hashem's name to connect the upper worlds to the lower worlds. Betzalel was filled with Ruach Elohim. He was filled with Chachma, Tevuna, and Das, that he had the perfect brain, that even the back of the brain used for storing thoughts, it was all packed with the Chachma needed. His mental cavities were brimming. So that's all some dessert before the meat and potatoes. Because Rav Moshe Feinstein brings up here now a fourth question. Ru, Re'e, Kara, Hashem, B'shem Betzalel. How come Betzalel got such a nice introduction? Rav Moshe, in his own words, brilliant author, brilliant writer. Ma Yishna? Why is it different? Mibechiras Aaron. When Aaron was selected to be the high priest, he doesn't get the whole fancy introduction. Hear he. Listen to these great accolades. Betzalel, please, you are being paged. Come down to the office. Aaron got Kach. It's Aaron. I was talking to Moshe. Go and take your brother. Aaron was bashful. He needed to be coaxed to come. But it was hardly the great introduction and the showering of honorifics. Why Betzalel? And because when something is so good, such a doozy, such a grand slam, you don't want to change it? I'll read you Rav Moshe's answer. Venira, and it would seem. Where has Betzalel been called and why this introduction of all of his talents? Mishum Shehashem Yisparach Shenasan LaAdam. God gives gifts to people. Eze Koach. Different talents. Tzarech LeYeda. A person needs to know. Shenitein Lo, that they were given to him. And before we continue in the answer, it's well known that not only our friends, our parents, colleagues, rabbis, even everyone, you listening to this, you have a talent of some sort. People have weird talents. People have talents that they never even knew that they were talents. It's things that just come natural to them. But God divvies up the bag of goodies, the gifts of certain skills and talents, weird things that you have a knack for, a certain expertise, aptitude, a power, a gift, a strength, a strong point, a forte that you can sing, you can speak, you can play sports, you have wealth, you have the ability to dance, act, I don't know. There are so many different talents that can be endowed and imbued into one's spirit. You're just a natural at it. And we continue. Back in the words of the Darash Moshe in this doozy-like piece. A person needs to know that these talents, they were nitain lo, given to you, rak, only, just, for the purpose, kidei sheyaseh bekoach zeh, that you should have this strength to do ratzon Hashem yisbarach, letzorach Yisrael, to do the will of the Almighty for the needs of Israel, uletzorach kavod shemayim, and for the needs, so to speak, the will, to fulfill the will of what heaven wants. The talent wasn't given for naught. But there's a reason that you are an expert chef. Now, some of these odd talents, odd jobs, are relatively easy to understand why God gives us those talents. Some people are Balei Gevura, Balei Chachma, Balei Asher, wealthy people, of course. But Reisman always says, God gives the money to certain individuals to protect it. They should be talented at making it. And then they should divvy it up properly to give it to the right causes, to protect it. It's like a mashkon. It's like a collateral that you hold and watch over during your lifespan and make sure that it's given to the right place that you believe God wants that money to go. And Rabbi Reisman would always say, and if it's too much of a hassle to give tzedakah and divvy it up, you know, you can daven to Hashem, you know, take it away and someone else can protect the money for now. But of course, that talent, that gift, the capacity to donate at that level is something that is unique. Strength, specifically of strength of character, a will that you're always able to get up and be excited and you're driven. You're a natural leader. You have been given so much, and it's important that one use those kochos for pushing forward good initiatives. I met someone over the Project Inspire. He runs the Daily Give platform. I never met a more humble, motivated fellow. His name is Dr. Dunath. So humble, so driven, up till 2 a.m, so sweet. It's all l'shem klal Yisrael. And talents that he's been given, l'shem kavod shemayim, gifts, channeled for the right reasons, in the right places. People have odd skills, like being able to dance. But rumor has it that females who can dance in camps are part of the plays, or they can sing. It makes them more popular, more sought after, more looked up to from the younger campers. And that would give them some sort of status or popularity, which would then give someone a bigger platform that they should use and channel towards. Okay, now that people look up to me, I have a job to do and I should by Yikra B'Shem Hashem, call out in the name of the Almighty. Coax the congregation to repentance and good deeds. Athletic skills, odd talents. Do you believe it for not that you've been given that talent? In the boys' world, you can put an old leather ball through a nylon net and you become a celebrity. People want to take pictures with you. It grants you a certain platform, an opportunity to be a leader. And with great power comes great responsibility that one should channel that leadership role, the following that you have because of certain skills, and do it l'shem Hashem u'l'shem klal Yisrael. Skills like this, there are many different great outcomes, great things that can be accomplished. Brilliant projects taken on with a voice, with athletic ability, You can make a Kiddush Hashem in so many different ways. Powerful speakers can encourage you in ways that can work wonders. Balei Kriya, Balei Tefila, people that have a good voice. Just imagine if they would close up shop and say, the voice is kind of just a back thing. And there's an avodah to do. The B'nai Levi, they sing songs. Certain gifts are for us, given for a divine purpose to fulfill destinies. And this, says Rav Moshe, it's for us to think about, to make a cheshbon, to compare notes with what do you have that you have as a gift? It's an extra blessing. God gave it to me. Yeah, I am weirdly better at racquetball than everyone else. A bracha. I know how to color in the lines in the coloring book before anyone else can. I know how to build a Fortune 500 company, Coca-Cola distribution warehouse. No matter what the talent is, I know how to hit every single key, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, da. That skill is for you to make a cheshbon about and discover, develop, and then use in your avodas Hashem. Umemela. Listen to these words. Hu kipshuto shaharei atem roim be'einechem ki Hashem kara b'shem el b'tzalel shiyo aseh. And now that the skill, you should come onto these skills, it makes a whole lot of sense how it should be seen that B'tzalel had already been called. For the next couple words, the very next pasuk, v'amale oso ruach Elohim, for sure, look how talented he is. He's the only one that could possibly get this Mishkan done. B'chochmo v'tzvuna uvedas u'bechol melacha lachshov machshavos lasos bazov uvakesef anachoshes. Ibn Ezra tells us the brilliant wisdom, the brilliance that B'tzalel was filled with, no one else could possibly have been karasi, have been called. It was plain as day to see. You did not need 20/20 vision to know that, of course, it's going to be B'tzalel. Of course, B'tzalel heard the inner voices telling him, clearly, this is all here for a cause, for a reason, for a point. It was plain as day to see because his talents, they are like being called down to the office. This is clearly something that's a God-given gift that I'm supposed to bring out for Klal Yisrael and for Kavod Shemayim. Everyone has skills. Everyone has a talent. It may be mainstream, it may not be. But it takes Bechira, our specific discovering of our talents. It isn't going to be Karasi B'Shem B'Tzalel. It isn't going to be proclaimed or even told to Moshe in a prophecy. We have the free will to choose to recognize it and develop it. If Moshe goes into the not so happy endings of what should happen if a wealthy person should get up to the next world and God says, I gave you all this money to distribute. Why were you in Tahiti or Indonesia or Thailand every other day when that money could have been used to build schools, build Torah, build tefillah, help poor people? It's not such a happy ending. I gave you such a beautiful voice. You can't be shy. I wanted you to overcome that. I gave you an ability to dance or to speak or to talk or to do or to paint. Develop it. Now, it's an idea you've probably heard before. There is a certain stumbling block that may block this call to action from ever turning into some actual productivity. For we have jobs, and we have Avodas Hashem, and our days are packed. have to put food on the table, take care of children, take care of parents, take care of yourself, daven, learn. So this talk, the call to action is to start a side hustle. Side hustles are popular these days, for with the ability to create and do things with so many different technologies that can speed up things, saves work, lets you work on things slowly when you only have 5 minutes, lets you create little by little, step by step, in little time. Side hustles are very, very fruitful. They have big potential and they're popular because they work. Start a side hustle with your talent. Develop in your free time this side hustle, let it be coaching about your talent. You may not be able to and probably should not take off of work or Kollel to develop your voice, unless you, I guess, want to go all in right now. But again, that's only something that you'll know with your own Bechira. But minimally, at least take a side hustle. Begin to speak if you like speaking. Sing if you like singing. If you believe that it's in you somewhere, well then go take a course or pay someone to teach you to be better at it. Because that little voice inside of your head, the feeling in the belly, we call consciousness, and the subtle reminders of you're kind of pulled towards something and you feel like there's a certain destiny that's calling you in that direction. You're skilled in that way? Well, develop it and recognize the calling, for you are being called. Then Hashem will call us up after 120 and say, what a beautiful job you did with these gifts. I knew I could count on you. Everybody's always talking about, what's my job in the world? It's where things begin, it's where things end. What am I supposed to do with the soul that I have and the breath in my lungs? And the answer we subscribe to, the right answer, is the clarity that we got from the Vilna Gaon. Whatever it is that you struggle with, that's what you spend your time doing. There's obviously some sort of Gilgul, you need to come back to this world, deep things. But whatever it is that main thing that's getting in the way in your life, that's the main job. But our talents, those are there in the positive to develop, to be enjoined, married to the goal of overcoming the negative sides of you. We'll be able to now hypothesize that the job in life is to work on that one bad thing that keeps getting in the way. And then on the good side of things, the Aseh Tov is the development of that specific and unique talent. Those are supposed to bookend your Avodas Hashem between the keeping of the mitzvos and the doing of your job that goes about through the day and all of the other times sprinkled in. The great theme is beating that lower self, eradicating it step by step, but developing with all of your kochos that one talent that you possess. Only you know you, and only you know your talents. So take a moment to think. What are your talents? What are your gifts? Get to know yourself. And remember the beautiful reading in this Pasuk Perek Lamed Alef Pasuk Beis. Re'ei karasi b'shem Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur l'mata Yehuda. See, it's open and glaring that you have been summoned, you have been called to fulfill the will of God. And remember of Moshe Feinstein's treatise in Parshas Vayakel, that shenitein lo, that you've been given these gifts. You have been summoned to the office of Hashem, rakidei shiyaase bekoyach ze rotan Hashem yisparach letzayrach Yisroel uletzayrach kavod shemayim. That you've been given this for a reason, for a goal, for you have a mission to do for Klal Yisrael, and to do for the honor of Hashem.
גם כן בשים כילום נאיבים כילום בדידים כילום גבוהים כילום דוישים.